Katy Country 94 weather.
Tired of the gloomy cold? Stop into Boutique 602 in Downs January 9th through 13th for their winter sale. Get 40% off anything winter in the boutique. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, and evenings by appointment. Call Katie and Mandy at the hair shop for your makeovers for the new year at 785-454-6670. For all the latest happenings, remember to check out their Facebook pages and find more on their website at shopboutique602.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A wind chill warning begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. A winter weather advisory begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight. Overcast with fog early today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 23. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 21.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, all kinds of weather information to pass along to you today. A winter weather advisory in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon till noon on Friday. Wind chill advisory remains in effect from midnight tonight to noon on Friday. And wind chill warning remains in effect from 6 p.m. Friday to noon on Tuesday of next week. For the winter weather advisory this afternoon into Friday, snow expected along with blowing snow. Total snow accumulations mainly between 2 and 4 inches in our listing area, accompanied by north winds gusting around 35 miles per hour. For the wind chill advisory tonight into Friday morning, very cold wind chills as low as negative 15 and negative 25 expected. For the wind chill warning for Friday evening through Tuesday morning, dangerously cold wind chills at least 25 below to 40 below expected, especially during the night and morning hours. And this affects all of our KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake listing area. For the winter weather advisory from 3 p.m. this afternoon until noon on Friday, the wind chill advisory once again from midnight tonight to noon on Friday, and the wind chill warning from 6 p.m. Friday to noon on Tuesday. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous snowy conditions could impact the evening tonight and tomorrow morning commutes. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite or on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. And so the majority of snow will actually fall this evening and overnight, then gradually in from west to east Friday morning. Within any heavier snow bands, near blizzard conditions with visibility reduced to around 1/2 mile are quite possible at times, given the moderately strong winds blowing around the relatively dry snow. Remember to slow down and use caution while traveling in snowy conditions. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit High School Student Council's 15th annual charity event, You Matter, will be held on Friday, February 16th at a home basketball game against Minneapolis. All proceeds earned this year will be donated to the Mitchell County Communities at Care Committee to be used for mental health resources in Mitchell County. If you'd like to support this cause, you can purchase t-shirts to wear at the home basketball game on February 16th. They are accepting online orders as well. And online t-shirt orders are due by midnight tonight. If you prefer to donate and not purchase a t-shirt, that is welcome as well. Checks can be made payable to Beloit Junior Senior High School. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment continuing through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
McCullough gets around his man, puts up a three, in and out, no good. Rebound on the deck, Furphy's got it, throws out to KJ. Harris, a three that won't matter, misses, and UCF has taken down the third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks in what is likely the biggest win in the history of their program. The court is being stormed, security doing all they can to protect the players, but the party is underway on a magical night near the Magic Kingdom for UCF.
KU added to the list of top five teams upset this week. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. The schedule for today, we have an athlete of the week, the brackets for midseason tournaments, and a couple coaching notes in college football and in the NFL. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. High school sports schedule for today in wrestling. Beloit has a duel at Republic County in the North Central Activities Association. It's a 6:30 start time tonight in Belleville. Also, the Osborne boys and girls wrestling teams will be at the Hoisington Round Robin, which starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can find the full schedule for local sports at ncksports.com. Lakeside senior Lauren Brummett has been named the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Brummett had a big start to the second semester with two double-doubles and two wins for Lakeside. On January 2nd, she helped Lakeside to a 48-46 win over Logan Palco, scoring a career-high 29 points and getting 12 rebounds, shooting 10 of 16 from the floor and 9 of 16 from the free throw line. She also had 3 assists and 2 block shots. On Friday, Brummett led the Lady Knights with 16 points and 13 rebounds in a 54-29 win over Pike Valley, shooting 4 for 8 from the floor and 8 of 12 from the free throw line, adding 3 steals, 2 assists, and 2 block shots in the win at Cortland. Brummett's leading Lakeside, averaging just under 16 points a game and 12 rebounds a contest. She scored in double figures all 8 games and registered 6 double-doubles. Her success on the basketball court comes on the heels of another outstanding volleyball season. She was first-team All-NPL for the third straight season and surpassed the 1,000 kill mark, finished her career with 1,260 kills, registering a career best 426 kills in her final season. Again, congratulations to Lauren Brummett, the Lakeside senior. It's our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Midseason high school basketball tournaments are approaching. The Northern Plains League scheduled to start play with play-in games on Friday, the MCL on Saturday with feather bracket games. Other tournaments beginning at various points next week. For a full look at the brackets for all of the teams competing in tournaments, you can visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, after the number one and number two teams went down in men's hoops on Tuesday night, number three Kansas suffered the same fate in a 65-60 loss at UCF. UCF jumped out to a 7-0 lead in the game. KU responded with a 12-0 run to lead by 5. Jayhawks extended their lead all the way out to 35-19 by the 3:45 mark of the first half. UCF chipped away, had the lead down to 8 by half, took a 45-44 lead of their own just under 7 minutes into the second half, and the Knights led 52-45 when KU made an 8-0 run to take a 53-52 lead with 6:39 left. UCF quickly got the lead back, and despite tying the game once, KU never took the lead back in the 5-point loss. Kevin McCullough led Kansas with 16 points. Jalen Sellers led UCF with 18, including 4 of 7 from 3-point land. Darius Johnson added 17. KU coach Bill Self on the road loss.
We weren't ready to play, obviously, getting behind 7-0 to start the game. And, you know, how we got behind 7-0 and how we finished the half. Basically, they went on a 10-0 run and a 7-0 run to start the game. 17-0, that's hard to come back from that. And we were still up 8 at halftime because, you know, we actually played pretty good from the 17-minute mark down to the 4-minute mark. But the last 24 minutes, I mean, we weren't any good and scored 23 points in the last 24 minutes. And their little zone back to man, we had nothing to show for it.
Kansas is now 13-2, 1-1 of the Big 12, while UCF improved to 10-4 and 1-1. For more on KU's loss, we were joined this morning on the Sports Ticket by the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. Fifth-ranked Tennessee also lost on Wednesday night in men's hoops, dropping to 11-4 with a 77-72 setback at Mississippi State. In the other Big 12 men's game on Wednesday, another top 10 team fell. TCU beat number 9 Oklahoma in Fort Worth 80-71, dropping to the Sooners to 13-2. In women's hoops, number 12 K-State struggled offensively in the first and third quarters, but made up for it with 22 points in the second and 27 in the fourth on their way to a 74-57 win over Oklahoma in Manhattan. Aoka Lee was held to just 5 first-half points, but finished with a game-high 19, had 5 blocked shots. Serena Sundell scored 16, Gabby Gregory 13, Jalen Glenn added 11. K-State's now 16-1 and 4-0 in the Big 12. Oklahoma fell to 9-6 and 3-1. In Lawrence, the KU women picked up their first conference win of the season in impressive fashion, handing number 4 Baylor their first loss of the season. Tied at 37 at halftime, KU used a 26-10 third quarter to pull away for an 87-66 win. Tiana Jackson dominated with a 27-19 rebound game. Samaya Nichols scored 22. Holly Kerskeeter added 19. KU's now 8-7, 1-3 in the Big 12. Baylor fell to 14-1 and 3-1. Full scores from the conference on Wednesday night at Big12Sports.com. We wrap this sportscast with some coaching news. After a career that spanned 28 years at the collegiate level with 7 national titles, Alabama coach Nick Saban has announced his retirement at the age of 72. The bulk of his success came at Alabama with 6 national titles in 17 seasons. He went 201-29 of the Crimson Tide, had an overall record of 292-71 with a national title at LSU and other stops at Toledo for a year and Michigan State. And he had a 2-year stint in the NFL with the Dolphins from 2005 to 2006. Also in the NFL, Pete Carroll is out as the head coach in Seattle after 14 seasons, which included 10 playoff appearances and the only Super Bowl win for the franchise. Carroll will stay with the team in an unspecified advisory role. He went 137-89-1 in his 14 seasons with the Seahawks. You can read more at NFL.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.